You have your Bible, turn to Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42, if you have your place, stand with an honored reading of God's Word. Verse number 1, the Bible says, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth. And the isles shall wait for his law." Now I want you to notice that right there. The isles shall wait for his law. "Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretcheth them out, and that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. The waiting isles. The waiting isles. I tell you, I appreciate God and His Word and how it speaks to our heart. And as we see this, the Bible says in Isaiah 42 and 4, He said, "And the isles shall wait for His law." Amen. And we can see this as God begins to declare to His people through Isaiah, through His people, through the congregation of believer, those things concerning His Son. He's saying to them, he also says this to them in verse 4. He said, "He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth." He said, talking about His Son, He said, "He'll not fail." Amen. Ain't you glad your servant of God tonight that does not fail? Amen. He'll not be discouraged. I know we get discouraged because of we're afraid of failing. But God has a Son who's never been, who's never failed, and He's never been discouraged. Do you think that Jesus got discouraged when He's on work? I don't know if He got discouraged, but I know He got aggravated. Amen. Praise God. He had the likes of us to deal with. He was having to try to get the word of the Father to them, and they wasn't willing to hear. And I know good and well that he probably got aggravated quite a bit. But we see this thing as it plays out. And now the failure wasn't on the Lord's part. If there's any failure, it's on our part. Because we're supposed to run. He said, "Go ye and preach the gospel." If there's any failure, youngins, tonight, it's not on Jesus' part, it's on ours. Because we failed to go and preach the gospel. We go and tell about the Lord Jesus Christ and what He done for us. Go and tell about what we know of Him, how He loved and lived, and He died on the cross, and He rose the third day victorious over death and the grave. If we fail to tell that, then we're missing the mark. We ought to be trying to tell it so that we don't fail Him everywhere that we go. So you see, in this, the Bible, Isaiah's talking to us, to you and I, and he's talking about the isles that wait, those isles that's waiting to hear the truth of the Word of God, the gospel. Amen. The good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we think about that tonight, I think about these aisles. I mean, talking about from coast to coast. Amen. Praise God. These folks that's looking for something tonight. These folks that's trying to find, trying to figure it out, trying to find a way through. They're trying to, hey, a lot of folks have called them drugs and alcohol and everything else. And they're trying to find a way through that. But I want to say that's not a good way. Amen. That's not the way to go. The way to go is through the Lord Jesus Christ. If we're looking for something, amen, we need to look to Him. But how do they know to look to Him if nobody tells them? The Lord's telling us here that the Lord Jesus Christ is the way. And He said there's a divine calling to the people of God. Amen. The Bible says in verse number 6, He said, I, the Lord, have called. Amen. There's a call going out. Listen, it's still a going out. It's been a going out. And it'll continue to go out. The call's going out. God's still a calling. Old sinners to repentance. Amen. He's still calling. Old sinners that's repented to go out into the world and compel them to come in everywhere you go. They still a divine call. I don't know what's happened to the church. The church used to be on fire for God. People would get saved and they wanted to go tell it everywhere they went. Amen. Praise God that we've lost that somewhere. We forgot about that divine call of God. When God calls you unto salvation, it's a divine call. It's a call from the Father of heaven through the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost of God to your heart and mind, praise God, this evening. It's a divine calling from God. Amen. To each and every one of us, praise God, that's been saved, that's been born again, that's been called of God. You say, well, what if we haven't been called? And if you ain't been called, you ain't been saved. God didn't call us. God didn't call us to sit on the stool and do nothing. God called us to get involved in His purpose and His plan, amen, for His glory. And we could go into highways and ahead and we could give them the gospel. He said, go ye and preach the gospel. Go everywhere you go. We ought to be like old Paul. Amen. Just willing to tell them the gospel. Amen. Those people that we work with, we ought to just start giving them the gospel. You say, well, preacher, they'll get mad at me. Amen. They'll get over it or be mad for a long time. Amen. You say, well, preacher, they don't allow that. Amen. You can do it in a subtle way. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. Amen. Praise God. The old devils are slipping them on them all the time. Praise God. We ought to ask God to help us to slip a little Jesus to them every now and then. Amen. There's a whole lot of folks in the aisles all around this world that's looking for a little touch of something. They're looking for a little nugget tonight. And where are they going to get it? If they don't get it from God's people and the Word of God and the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, they won't get it at all. Amen. And we wonder why our country, our nation, our people, our families are in such a mess. Because they don't have the gospel. But there's a call going out, a divine call that's going out. And the Bible says it's a call that God calls us all. Amen. He said, I, the Lord, have called thee. Amen. So where's your excuse? I said, well, I tell your family, yeah, you know, pray God, thank God for Pastor Jeff. God called him. God's using him. What about you? The Bible says that God hath called thee. That's you, amen, to do something for the Lord, to price it out in a liberal fashion. Why? Because God has freely given it to you. Amen. He's given you that blessed hope of Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And we ought to take it and we ought to use it. Because it's a divine calling, amen, to go to the aisles of this world, the places, praise God, that's waiting on the gospel. Amen. How do you think China's got 74 million people that's Christians, amen, when it's a place where they don't allow it? Amen. There's people waiting all over the place to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And if we get the word out, praise God, here, there, and yonder, we'll start seeing things changing. We was talking before church about how crazy and corrupt this world is. Amen. And our politics and all the things that goes with it, praise God. The only thing that'll fix that is God. Godliness and people, praise God. God-wordness. Amen. When we turn from our ways and turn to His. When we believe, we begin to believe Him again. Amen. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. People start trying to tell you things that don't line up with blessed old King James Bible. Praise God. Say, oh, wait a minute. Just shut you down right there, amen. It's contrary to what God says. I have people all the time trying to tell me, said, well, preacher, I know what the Bible says, but. I said, hold on a minute. You just keep your butt. Amen. What God says, praise God, is true. It's right. Amen. It don't matter about the but, praise God. It's just that God said it. Praise God, and I believe it. Amen. Praise God. And that makes you right, praise God, because God has called us. He's called a divine call. He's called me. He's called you. Amen. Praise God. He way the aisles for those that have been divinely kept. Those that's been kept by the hand of God. Those that's walking with God. Those that's talking with God. That's being directed by God. Amen. A promise, praise God, of that. Look at verse number 6. He's made us a promise to hold on to those that He's called. He said, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness. There's that holy divine calling. And He said, I will hold thy hand. See, it's a lie of the devil when the devil says, well, you know, you just accept Lord Jesus Christ. Now what you going to do? You're all alone in this big old world. There's nobody to help you. Jesus Christ Himself, through the Word of God, has just told us. God said, there's a divine calling. He said, I'm calling you out. I'm calling you, praise God. I'm calling you. And praise God, I'm going to get a hold of your hand. And wherever you go, praise God, I'm going to hold on to you. If I was trying to hold on to Jesus, I'd be out of luck, because before long my hand would slip. I'd get tired, I'd get weary, and I'd let Him go. But the Bible teaches us, Brother Chris, pray, man, that there's a God of heaven who's got a hold of us. He said, I will hold under your hand. He said, I will hold on to thee. I will hold on to you, praise God. He said, in other words, what the Bible's telling, not only is a divine calling, but there's a divine keeping. Amen. I feel sorry for these people that think they can be saved today and lost tomorrow. Amen. I feel sorry for them. Amen. Because they just can't have the hope. But I want to say there's a divine calling, Lord Jesus Christ. He calls us and He keeps us. He holds on to us and He won't let go. Amen. He'll keep us, praise God. Because He's promised to keep us. Bless His holy name. The promise to keep those, amen, who go all the way with Him. Listen to what He says. He said, I will hold thine hand and will keep thee. Amen. He said, I'll hold your hand. I thought about this yesterday when I was reading, studying this. And I thought about little Miss Eve. Every time when she'd testify, she said, I just want to thank God for keeping me. Amen. That was her testimony. That's what she said, Brother Billy, every time. She said, I just want to thank the Lord for keeping me. Amen. She had Bible for it. Amen. He said, He got you by your hand. He's holding on to your hand, praise God, and He's keeping you. There's a divine calling. There's a divine keeping of God's people. Now, why wouldn't we want that for other folks around us? Why wouldn't we want them to have the same kind of hope and peace, Brother Kevin, that we have? That we could share that with them for the glory of God. That divine holding, that divine keeping, praise God, that God offers us, amen, the calling that He offers us, the hope that He offers us, and the keeping that He offers us in Himself. Because He made it that way, praise God. Amen. But we see the divine calling and we see divine keeping, but we want to disregard the divine charging, the charge that God gives us. Amen. God gives us a charge call. Amen. Praise God. God says, charge. Amen. Charge. He said, don't stop, don't back up, don't retreat. Praise God. He said, just charge. A divine charging. Amen. What do you do? We've got a divine charge so that people go back, have our eyes opened. Verse number 7, he said a divine charge to open the blind eyes. You know what's wrong with a lot of our folks today? They're just blind. They don't see the truth. They don't see the need for Lord Jesus Christ in their lives. And the reason is we've had it so good for so long, praise God, we've got accustomed to the dark. Amen. Seems like we're making it okay in the dark. He said that we need to open their blind eyes. We need to reveal Christ to them so that they can be enlightened and begin to see. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we're living a day and hour. People just don't want to see. You're right. Amen. We've become so accustomed to the dark, we don't like the light. The light hurts your eyes when you've been in the dark for a long time. But amen, I'm glad that God, He opens the blind eyes. That's a charge that He gives us, that we open the blind eyes, those eyes that are blind to the truth, that they might see the truth, that they might become accustomed to the light and so that it can shine. I'd rather be in the light than the dark. I don't like the dark at all. I'm not afraid of the dark. I used to be afraid of the dark. I've told you that story. But amen, praise God. I'm not afraid of the dark no more, praise God. Amen. But I don't like darkness. I don't like fumbling around in the dark. Amen. I want to have the light turned on, praise God, so I can see where we're going. You say, see where we're going. Yes, sir, where me and Jesus is going. Amen. He comes along, turns the light on for you, praise God. You don't have to wander around in the dark. Praise His name. I'm glad He does. But He gives us a charge, a divine charge, amen, to turn the light on. Amen. To open the eyes of the blind, to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin. Amen. We want to make this thing so difficult today that there's nobody getting in. We want to make it so hard. When it's the simple God, plan of the gospel, amen, to tell somebody about Jesus Christ and Him, see how He saves. Amen. Praise God. He draws us out of darkness. He gives us light, praise God, because He is the light. In Him we can trust. So He gives us a divine charge to open the blind eyes. He gives us a divine charge, praise God, to release the prisoners. Amen. Those that's in bondage to sin. Amen. He says to bring out the prisoners from the prison. You think about it today, in the world that we live, how many of our people are prisoners to this world? Hello? I mean, we're so caught up in it, we ain't got time for nothing else. So we actually become prisoners to this world in which we live in. And we're so imprisoned with it, we can't find a way of escape. But ain't you glad God, through Jesus Christ our Savior, made a way of escape? Amen, praise God, that we could find it, praise God, and we could utilize it. Amen, to release those from prison of sin, those from prison of iniquity in this world, praise the Lord. They get caught up in it and they don't seem like there's no way out. And they try to reform, they try to turn over a new leaf, they try to go in different directions. How many people you know like that? We've got, every one of us have them in our families, there are people that we know, they've tried to do better. But they fail, they're constantly failing. But the Bible tells there's one that's never failed. There's one that's never gotten discouraged. Praise God, he's still on the job. He's still working. And if we can focus with him, we can line up with him. We can walk with him. Said he'd hold on to our hand, praise God. And he'd keep us, amen. He'd bring us out of the mess and the muck and the mire of this world. Put our feet upon a foundation, praise God. That's sure this evening. Amen. Praise the Lord. It don't be shifting sand no more. But it'd be a solid place because the light, because we've been illuminated, because their eyes have been opened that they could see. Amen. Bible says that they was two people that built their houses. And one built their house upon a rock, and another built their house upon the sand. Amen. Remember, it's in there. And said and if you think about those two houses, amen, they were probably looked identical, amen, except for their foundation. They looked just alike, amen. They were built by the same contractor. Maybe Brother Junior done stuck them up there and built them, amen. And the one said, hey, I want to build mine right over here. He said, well, there's a rock. Boy, that's a foundation. That'll be good. And the other said, well, I want mine over here on the other side. Amen. I don't want to be too close to them. I want to be over here. He said, well, that's awful sandy. He said, I don't care. It's where I want it. And so they built those two houses. He built them up, built them short, built them just as strong. One is as strong as the other. But when the floods came up and the tides rose and the rains come down, praise God, the one that was on the solid foundation, it stood true. But the one that was on the sand, that shifting foundation, it got destroyed. Amen. But if he's a God of heaven, amen, we're trusting him. We build upon the foundation of him. Amen. We look and we see with our eyes wide open. We come out of the prison house where we can know the know that that's right and that's it wrong. Praise God. We can know that there's a foundation that's sure. And we build upon that foundation. That's steadfast and sure, praise God. So he tells us here that what happens is they come out of the prison house and they come out of darkness. Amen. Darkness has to flee when your eyes are opened. He said, them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Amen. And I can see old Paul as he's down there in the darkness. He's in that prison house. Paul and Silas locked up back there in the dark part of that place. Amen. Hey, made them sure, made them secure. Had the guards are watching over them. They're there in the dark, but praise God, they weren't alone in the dark. Amen. I'm glad, praise God. Hey, we may be in the dark sometimes in this old world in which we live, but I want to say you never have to be alone in the dark because there's a light that'll shine. He said, praise God, what we need to do is need to have a divine light that'll shine in us through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that the darkness will have to flee. Amen. So people can begin to see this marvelous light, the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that sit in darkness, they come out of the prison house. You know what happens when you get out of the prison house? Praise God, you get out into the light. Amen. Everything always looks a whole lot more pleasant in the light. Yeah, you could still be in chains and stocks, but be out in the light, and it makes it a whole lot better. Amen. But praise God, God come to deliver us. And he said, those that are called, those that are chosen, those that are called, praise God, ought to be willing to shine a light for those that's in darkness. Amen. Those that are waiting in the aisles, amen, those are waiting to get free so that we can begin to give God glory. You know, God gets glory out of all of it. He deserves the glory. Amen. He that giveth the breath. Look what he says in verse number 8. He said, I am the Lord, and that is my name. And my glory will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Amen. So we see God, he says, he demands that we give him praise, and he gets glory. And he's not going to give his glory to another, praise God, but those that's got breath in their life, praise God, God says, I'm going to bring them out. I'm going to put them in the light, that marvelous light of Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to illuminate their hearts so they'll shine all over the place. Amen. I want to say what's happening with us today, church, is we're not shining our little light upon the world. They might see Christ in us. Amen. But he said, all those that have breath in their life, the Lord says, thus saith God, God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretcheth them out, he that spreadeth forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and a spirit of them to walk therein. Amen. How do we begin to shine, praise God, when we realize it's God of heaven that give us the breath? How can we go out and tell them and compel them to come in, praise God, when we realize it's God Almighty that gives us the breath to do so? He gives us the words and the wisdom, praise God, to step out on faith. Gives us the breath, praise God, to call the people, amen, to tell them, praise God, to call them up, to bring the people up to the call, to the situation, amen. He said, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. He said, he's that motivation that gets us to going. Amen. He ought to be that motivating factor in your heart and mind, praise God, to share the gospel with somebody along the way. Praise his holy name. He demands it, and he demands that we give him glory. The reason God wants us to do that is so he can get glory out of our lives. He don't want to share his glory with nobody else. He's not going to give his glory to graven images. Amen. These people that's got all these graven images, amen, it ain't of God. Amen. God won't share glory with none of them. God will get the glory. Amen. But he's made a way for all this to be accomplished. It's not just a whim. It's not just by chance. God created a way, praise God, that all might come to repentance. Those that are waiting in aisles, those that are waiting on the coast, those that are looking for hope, God sends them hope. Amen. You say, where does hope come from? Hope comes from Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He delights in His work, what He does. Look what He says in verse number 1 of chapter 42. He said, "Behold my servant." Now He's talking about none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The ultimate servant. "Behold my servant whom I uphold." Amen. "Mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth." You know how to find delight in the Lord? You know how to bring delight to God? Amen. To be a servant. Amen. To lift up the name of the Lord, to praise God, to proclaim the God of heaven, to give God glory. And He said, when you begin to give God glory, God will begin to get the glory, and God will begin to be delighted in us. Amen. Well, I tell you, I don't know, but it thrills my heart to know that I could just bring just a little bit of joy to God. But when we are waiting, those folks that's waiting in aisles, and when we become those that'll go to them and give them the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, God begins to see that, and He delights in us, just like He delights in His Son. Amen. Praise God. But we begin to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. We begin to lift Him up. People begin to see that. And God begins to see that. And God begins to sing. Amen. He would say in verse 9, He said, "Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." Ain't it nice to know God where you can get a little insider information? Amen. A little insider information on what's going on in the world today. The volume book is written of Him. He tells us what's going to happen in the days ahead if we'll just listen and pay attention. Amen. He said, "Sing unto the Lord a new song and His praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof." He said, just go. Amen. Just go. Just go to all the ends of the earth. Just go. Everywhere you go, amen, just go spreading the gospel, singing a song. Magnify, Brother Robert, the name of the Lord. And God will get the glory. And God will be delighted in our efforts. Amen. Praise God, because that's what it does. That we go to those. Amen. He said, "I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment of Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the streets." He said, he'll not make a big loud noise. But praise God, he'll be the God of heaven. And the Spirit of God reveal itself in us. That folks might see Christ Jesus. And all the isles of the world, all the places, all the coast will be inhabited by those that love the Lord. And the word will go out. That's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be going out. But it starts with you and it starts with me. The question tonight, the waiting isles, those that's waiting in the aisles, those that's waiting for the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. How will they hear? They won't hear without a preacher. They won't hear without somebody to tell them. But the question is not, Brother Jeff said, who will go? Who will go to these waiting aisles to tell the folks, praise God, the good news, the Lord Jesus Christ? To lift them up, praise God, to pray. There's several organizations that send out missionaries. There's one, Brother Kevin, we get missionary letters from sometimes 8 or 10 a week. And they're sending this big organization, and it's sending missionaries out to Argentina, and they send them in an envelope, and they'll send like 5 or 6 different missionaries to Argentina. And they'll have somebody else going to New Guinea or somewhere else, and they'll send 5 or 6 missionaries that they're sending to New Guinea in an envelope. You say, what are they doing? Amen. Blesses my heart. They're going into the aisles of the world, praise God, and try to compel them to come in. Amen. Praise God. Because there's a calling, there's a desire, praise God, there's help in the Lord, and we need to pass it out in a divine fashion. Amen. There's a divine charge, a calling, praise God, to get the job out, to get the word out. And God Almighty, praise God, it brings glory to His name every time He's mentioned. Every time that somebody lifts up the name of Jesus, praise God, it rings the bells of glory, I believe. Amen. I believe God gets glory out of it. Every time we magnify His Son. And He said we should be doing it. He said we should be doing it all over the world because Jesus Christ came. The beloved servant to be used of God. And He said we just should be just telling folks of Him. amen, that they might be saved before it's too late. We need salvation in this country. We need the touch of God in our hearts and homes again. And it's going to take folks just telling folks about the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done. Amen. It's going to take us, praise God. He said, the Lord has called thee. Amen. He's called you. He's called me. And He says, up to us to go out and tell somebody. It's not that hard. Amen. Just look for the opportunity, and God will give it. He will give an opportunity. Just telling somebody about you. Tell somebody what Jesus has done for you. Say, let me tell you about Jesus that saved me. Amen. Saved me by His marvelous grace. I was lost on my way to hell. Figured I'd die lost. But Jesus saved me. The Holy Ghost of God moved in my heart, showed me that Jesus loved me, and He died for my sins, and that He rose again victorious over death and the grave for me. Boy, I just accept that. I believe it, and I love Him because He first loved me. Amen.